The Harvey Norman factory out there, genuine seconds pricing every day, real bargains in stock. It's the big green building at Mile End. We welcome Crows defensive coach James Podziadli. Pods, welcome to the show. Two changes. Tell us the reasoning behind the way you've gone.
Yeah, look, guys, obviously bringing back Smith and Sloane is pretty exciting, exciting for us. And the unfortunate thing is we've got Hendo and Cam that miss out. But, yeah, I think, you know, Smith, we sort of missed his run-off half-back last week, you know, against West Coast. And obviously the inside grunt of Sloane has been fantastic for us all year. So looking forward to having him back in the side.
Any temptation to keep Henderson in? I thought he was probably one of the two or three that actually held their own last week. Talk us through that decision.
Yeah, absolutely, Bix. I mean, Hendo, you could say, is stiff, and there's a lot of players around the AFL that are probably stiff this time of year. And, Hendo is one of them, and yeah, he performed reasonably well last week. But yeah, as I said, when you bring Brodie Smith back in the side, who's a former Australian, has been in great form, that spot was probably his.
I mean, all year, to get validity in selection, if you've done it all year, you can understand it, and I think players would understand that. It's a little bit of the last-in, first-out approach, J-Pod, and I think as a player, you would understand that. How was it sold to the guys? Were they okay?
Yeah, look, it's I don't know if it's that simple, Rowie, to be honest. Match committee was quite challenging this week, because we know that that Hendo and both Cam Ellis Young bring some really good assets to the team. So yeah, it probably wasn't as easy as just first in or last in, first out, or whatever you want to call it. But, yeah, I mean, from Hendo's perspective, he's really unlucky. We actually love what Hendo does bring to the side. But as I said, it's the first time for a number of weeks we've had, you know, everyone available on the list. So our SNFL team on Sunday is going to have some really good players playing in it.
I noticed there was a bit of speculation about Cheney and Brown, and even Hendo were a bit sore from the previous couple of weeks. So I noticed Hendo's been named as an emergency. So no fitness issues that kept him out of the side?
No, look, yeah, those two other guys have been talked about over the last couple of weeks for them not being able to train, but there was more of a training that they did internally, and they did some stuff, and they trained really well on Wednesday, and they'll have some training again to get through tomorrow. So saying that, Hendo's still a chance to play, and we're wanting him to prepare like he's going to play on the weekend as well.
I like Miller's form in the last two or three weeks. Riley Knight has been building. There'd be strong consideration for both those guys. I noticed Riley Knight, for those that don't know, is an emergency with Ricky Henderson and Riley O'Brien. How close was Knighter?
Yeah, look, he's another guy that, you know, that's been talked about for the last couple of weeks for us. I mean, he's coming off an injury-interrupted season. I mean, he's played the last 3 weeks in the SNFL. Oh, sorry, 4 weeks in the SNFL, and played really well last week. So he's been really building, and he definitely pushed his name up this week, but it was a tough one to so who do you leave out?
Yeah. The big Seed back, is he? Is he playing Sample?
Yeah. Seed is also playing on Sunday, so good to have him after about 4 weeks after getting a corky right in his butter. So to have him available too provides us with some nice run in the SNFL, and hopefully he can play well and push his name up if we do get through.
We need a bit more cushioning around that little rear end region, because Bix and I never suffer from that. Can I just say, J-Pod, credit to your total PPT. I think I had a look. Sam Shaw's the only out with his concussion, and sadly, we hope he's going all right, or Sammy, while we're at that. But you could have a full list in your sample as well. That is just unbelievable, J-Pod.
Yeah, look, this time of the year, I think, to be honest, we're probably all sceptical on how this week off between the finals would work. But I know from our perspective, we had a couple sore guys, the ones that you mentioned before, and probably a couple others who really relished the weekend off. We had some really good intense training at the same time, but for those guys to freshen up and actually hit the finals, I'm thinking, you know, starting tonight, you're going to see a lot of teams playing with some nice freshness and some really good intensity. So I'm looking forward to seeing all the games on the weekend.
You would have had a look at North Melbourne's side now. Did you prepare for Jared Waite to play? Were you surprised that he didn't come up?
Yeah, I did, actually. I did a fair bit of work on on him playing. I think the last game that they played three tours with Waite was the Sydney game halfway through the year. So I watched a fair bit of that during the week. But at the same time, I watched what they did the last couple of weeks with Magic Door, Brown and Petrie as well. So, yeah, I've prepared for both scenarios, and yeah, he's obviously a pretty good player, Jared Waite, so I'm kind of happy he's not playing.
Kangaroo's best is very good. I'm confident yours is better. I'm nervous for Saturday night elimination final, just on the back of 2 weeks ago, the West Coast game. Give the Crows supporters some heart that you've bounced back. You're going to iron out the problems that you may very well have had, and we're going to see your best Saturday night, J-Pod. Just give me a little bit of, you know, come on,
well,
get me up.
I think you summed it up with your first sentence, mate. I think, look, North Melbourne are a quality side, and they thoroughly deserve to be in the finals, but we believe that we're going into Saturday night expecting to win, and we've done that all year. It was a bit of a hurdle or of a speed hump a couple of weeks ago against West Coast, but we've addressed that from a internally, and we're happy with the play. The way our players have competed all year, and we expect the same this weekend.
No more speed humps, please, James. Good luck on the weekend. There's going to be, we're almost certain to get a sellout crowd there. It's going to be a huge game, and everyone's hoping your side performs well.
Thanks, guys. Enjoy the night.
James Podgedley there, fantastic. Harvey Norman Factory Outlet, genuine seconds pricing every day. Real bargains in stock, the big green building at Mile End. You will get a bargain there, no doubt. Again, Sloan's in, B. Smith's in, Cam Ellis-Yolman is out. Sad for him, ripping form, played well the last game. So too Hendo, two in, two out.